Romans 8:23. The war is over. During World War II, I'm sure people groaned inside, longing for the war to end and for the dying to stop. When the announcement came that the war was over, there was great rejoicing everywhere. People danced in the streets and celebrated with laughter and tears. The terror was over, and a new era had begun. Creation groans, as we discussed in verse 22, but verse 23 says that we also groan inwardly, waiting for the spiritual war to end and for new eternal bodies that we will be given. Then there will be no more sin, sickness, sorrow, or death. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:23 says, not only that, but we also ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. The meditation question is, why do we groan inwardly, and what is our hope and expectation? In the Old Testament, people brought the first fruits of the harvest to offer to God, thanking him and honoring him as the one who provides everything for us. In the New Testament, Paul reverses this and speaks of the first fruits as what God has given to us. He gave us the Holy Spirit as a foretaste and guarantee of the promised blessings that will be ours. Paul wrote, we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly. The groaning mentioned in verse 23 is that of believers, not of all people. The groaning of believers is not just grief, but expectant grief that looks forward to the renewal of all things. Pain and suffering will be replaced by great joy. We groan inwardly now because we have the first fruits of the Spirit. This means that we already have the Spirit of God living inside of us. We have experienced his presence, his mercy, and the blessing of his life. We are sons and daughters of God because the Spirit lives in us and we are part of God's family. However, the full manifestation of the sons of God is yet future. Then we will experience the full blessings and life of the Spirit of God apart from the confines of our decaying physical bodies. At that time, we will receive eternal resurrection bodies and fully experience our position and privileges as children of God. We know this world is temporary, but we have eternal life in Christ. Inwardly, we groan, longing for that day when suffering and death will be in the past, and we fully realize all that God has promised and prepared for us. Christians believe that we will physically rise from the grave and will be given resurrection bodies like the body Jesus had when he rose from the dead. This is what the phrase, the redemption of our bodies, means. Although I have already shared scriptures about the resurrection body, I think it is important to be clear and assured that this is our hope and our expectation. Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. John 11:24-25. Our hope is not that our spirits will float somewhere in a state of bliss forever. Our hope is that we will physically rise from the dead and receive eternal bodies that will last forever. Let's conclude by reading again 1 Corinthians 15:50-54, in which Paul describes what will happen on that great day of resurrection. Let's begin with verse 50. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Verse 52, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, The dead in Christ will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Verse 53. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. Verse 54. When the perishable has been clothed with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying will be that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the promise of eternal life and for eternal resurrection bodies. Thank you that that day is coming soon. Suffering and death will be swallowed up in victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And may God bless you and make you a blessing to others as you share the word of Christ with one another. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.